Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria today up to 33, Joburg 31 and Rustenburg a high of 35 degrees.
Justin Marai, thank you very much for your message saying the traffic lights out on George Storer Drive, Fountain Circle and Euphius. That of course will cause delays this morning.
In your sport, the 2025 Nedbank Cup last 16 draw has officially been conducted with some exciting matches on the menu, and my Cape Town booked their first ever place in the SA20 playoffs.
We start with a warning from Rwanda to South Africa. Rwandan President Paul Kagame says his country will not shy away from a confrontation with South Africa. He released the statement through the night while tension seems to be mounting over the fighting in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Rwanda is accused of backing the M23 rebels in the east of the DRC. That is where 13 members of South Africa's National Defence Force were killed last night. Kagame says he's had two conversations with President Cyril Ramaphosa this week and now accuses Ramaphosa of peddling lies in public. Yesterday, Minister of International Relations and Cooperation Ronald Lamola told the media in Pretoria,
"It is not a bilateral agreement between South Africa and the DRC that we can just unilaterally, as South Africa, decide now that we are withdrawing. It must be taken at that multilateral level. All these have got stages of SADC, the AU and the United Nations. We are not on a frolic of our own."
More about these latest developments, it's at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. To KwaZulu-Natal, where members of the Mkhonto we Sizwe party are expected to descend on the Durban Magistrates Court today for the appearance of Tudisile Zuma Sambudla. The 42-year-old daughter of former President Jacob Zuma is facing charges linked to her alleged involvement in the July 2021 unrest in KZN and Gauteng. That was after the jailing of Zuma. Founder of Forensics for Justice, Paul O'Sullivan, and his team compiled a report and at the time filed the criminal complaint.
And we pointed the finger at the person that we believed was the originator. Most of it we saw as being driven by her Twitter account. And the things being said were things like, "Peter Maritzburg, we see you, and there's rioting and looting of shops, a picture of it going on, and free Jacob Zuma."
In the U.S. capital of Washington, a passenger jet from Kansas crashed into the Potomac River after colliding mid-air with a military helicopter. A major emergency response is underway, while all flights to and from the U.S. capital have also been grounded. It's reported that the plane had 60 passengers and four crew members on board, while there were three members of the U.S. military on board the Black Hawk helicopter. It's middle of the night in Washington and freezing. And Google Maps says it's going to rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America on its Maps app to comply with the executive order signed by US President Donald Trump last week. But it will only be for users in the USA. Us in the rest of the world will see both the original and the new name. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said her office would write to Google and remind the company that only an international organization can change that name, not a single country. Sheinbaum already hit back at Trump, suggesting that they call the U.S. then Mexican America, referring to before one third of her country was seized by Americans in 1848.
Very mature, everybody.
Ach, dit is geen name for anderen, so moos van geld.
Weet jy, dit is vir party mense moeilik om die name van lande en plekke op die aardbol te ken en uit te ken en te weet waar dit, nou maak jy dit net nog moeiliker.
Once again, you know, the thing adults do, what should do very well is prioritize. I just don't honestly feel that now's the time. There's so much happening in that country right now. There's a lot happening.
There's a lot of executive
a
orders.
A lot of happening. What happening in the world, Gadda? What happening in the world? You'd know that. I didn't have the changing of...
Oh, the name of the Gulf is, yeah, priority.
And kudos to me, though, for being consistent. Mm. Because I see a lot of people are inconsistent.
Right.
Mr. Sal Karam...
Ach, die naamsveranderinge is so on.